Welcome to Basket Talks new episode. This is Mirdemir Demirer from Basket Talks. In this episode, we are with Christian Borisov. Hi, coach, how are you?
Hello, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great too. Thank you for asking. And first of all, I want to start with congratulations on your outstanding achievements because you won the championship and you have been named Coach of the Year. What are your feelings about these achievements?
First, thank you about inviting me on the podcast and congratulations. I'm pretty blessed that I can do what I love to do in the higher level, professional level. And this achievement is just one part of the process. A lot of work which I put in every day in the gym. It was payoff, but didn't make me satisfied. I'm looking forward every day to get better and to make myself better and to make my players better also.
So congratulations again. Am I remember right? Like, I think we were talking when you joined this team as a head coach. You joined this team when this team middle of the season, right?
It was a little bit different. I joined the team in the beginning of the season, but in different position. I was the Jugend coordinator. I was the assistant coach of the team and I'm working individual with the first team, with the professionals. But after 9 games, we lost 4 of them and the situation changed a little bit. They asked me to be a head coach. And from then on, we didn't lose a game. We went for a 15-0 run and we win the championship and the promotion to go to Pro B next year.
yeah. So everything is more clear right now for me. Can you just take us back to the time and place where you first developed your passion of basketball? How you start and how it goes?
First, I love basketball when I was a little young kid. I love the basketball so much. I was watching all kind of world championships, NBA, late nights, because back in the days, it was not so much opportunity like nowadays. And I get some Serbian TV in my home where the channels showed a lot of NBA games. So also for the World Cup in Indianapolis 2000, I was from this time 10, 11 years old, started to practice every day, dream to be a professional one day. I make it to the Bulgarian First League, playing the final, going to the national team. And after this, I left to Germany. As a basketball player, I played 3 years in Germany. I get my kid, my daughter. Different circumstances, I stopped playing basketball and I go back to it. In the beginning, as a coach in the middle level, after 2 years, I go to the highest professional level in U18, U19 in Germany, NBBL. As an assistant coach 1 year, then I go 3 years as a head coach of this team. There I start to develop individual workouts. I have a person who I own a lot, and this name is Cyril Da Silva. This is the guy, coach of friends, working with me here in Germany. The guy who inspired me a lot, the guy who made the fire inside of me. He was the first one who was believing in me, tell me that I can do things great. This was all I need to hear. Later I start to work individual on different level with kids. I start with one kid. After a year later, I have 15-20 kids working with them individual. Later I start to work with professional, playing in the Euro Cup, Euro League also. And this is where I am today.
Thank you. And shout out to him who influenced you. Actually, right now, you are the best coach that I find right now to ask this question. My question is, you saw two sides of basketball, like youth and pro. And I want to ask, when it comes to training young athletes and teaching them as they age, what are your thoughts? How do you think education should evolve to best support their growth and development?
The first, I think that this is not many coaches who are orientated on the both sides. I think that many of them are only in just skills, individual workout, developing young players, and other one are professional. And combining this first make me so much fun. During the season, we develop all these individual workouts, all individual skills, like a passing, shooting, adding some moves, finishing around the basket and all this stuff. But for me, the mindset is pretty similar. It's the same. The way how I work with one 10 years old kids is the way how I work with some professional with 30 years old, with experience in first Bundesliga and everything. The energy is the same. The dedication is the same. The love is the same. I try to spend my time with the kids who really want to play basketball, who really just don't do this for fun. For me, the most important thing, we don't need to jump over steps. I believe that basic and fundamentals of basketball, footwork, all these things need to be clear out nearly like as a perfection, because a lot of kids still cannot make the layups, left side, right side, and basic stuff, and they try to make the side step, 3 points, some kind of difficult shit, things like Steph Curry, which is not bad. The game is progressing and the kids are much more talented, but I believe that we need to go through this process where you build the kids with the basic and fundamentals that on basketball need to be stable, and later on you can still add it up. You can develop many, many things. But in the basic and fundamentals in the beginning are not in the good level, there is later the thing is going to be hard.
Yeah, I agree with you. Actually, when you combine this professional basketball and youth basketball, it's kind of difficult and kind of strange, because I just remember myself, I was in individual workout with three or four guys, and two of these guys are professional basketball, and me and my friend are under 17 players. And my coach said, you guys have same problem, same struggle with footwork and give and go and pull up off the dribble, with the dribble and catch and shot and so on. And the strange thing is, for example, in diamond drill, when we finish the diamond drill, me and my friend going layup. But these two guys going dunks with like windmill or very fantastic dunks, and it's very strange to see that we were like, wow, they are professional, but we have same struggles. We will figure it out, but it's really strange for us.
It's for coaches. It's really important when you have, let's say, like this individual workouts with 3-4 players, and someone a junior, U16, U17, U18 players, and the other one are professional players, to combine and to adapt to the levels. It's really important. And one of the best coaches said, Drew Hanlon, not so many fancy drills are necessarily. You need to try to make stuff you wanted to do it on the game. These kind of reps, which Kobe Bryant always do it, some simple stuff, try to repeat them 500,000 times. This is something which I believe that help the players to develop and to get better. How you see individual development is booming and is progressing. Every second person try to be an individual coach. A lot of information in YouTube, a lot of information in internet. There are a lot of coaches who see drills, make stuff, but you didn't know the purpose of these drills, or they are not helping it that much to translate this later in the game.
Actually, I want to ask you about this. Observing young players, have you noticed a common mistake that most young players make?
I see a lot of my kids, because I work in the same club the way I'm working with the professional team, and I see all my kids 10 minutes before the practice, I'm coming in the gym 15 minutes, and I see everybody on the three-point line shooting 3 points or shooting 8 meters away from the basket. Internet on one side have a really positive point, because you can see a lot of information, a lot of stuff. Back in the days, you cannot see absolutely nothing. All different information, it's really important how the kids, they take it, or the coaches which work on them, how they take it. I said to them, let's go step by step, don't jump it over the steps, how I said before, and then one day we're going to be on this moment, don't worry about it.
Yeah, step by step. I think your players asking this question always to you, but I want to asking in record, and is there any key to be a great basketball player? How can I be a great basketball player?
I believe in one thing really much, and this is hard work. You need to love the game of basketball. You need to dedicate yourself 100% of this, what you're loving. You know, all these young players, new days, a lot of distraction which can put you out of the right way, or the chasing your dream, and to make this journey much more harder. But there are also some dedicated kids who really believe in their dreams, who really work hard on their dreams. Hard work beat the talent. When the talent don't work enough hard, how people love to say it in America. In due days, with all these new ways of practice, all this information which they have, but the level of competition is no more like this, like before. I believe that we compete before much more. We love the game more. My experience, they give up. Oh, there are a lot of great talented, a lot of kids which are much more greater than many of the players which I know. I believe that this is the crucial points. When they came with me to the gym, they know why they came. They give 100%. We are not joking around. We are not making all videos and all these things. We try to get the job done. I try to make this kid better, and then they go with a great feeling and to be hungry to come next time again.
In fact, we have more ambitious in NBA 2K than the real life basketball. We feel more competition, and we talked about players, like focus the players. So I want to ask you about the new coach, young coach, and as a well-respected, successful basketball coach, what advice would you share with those starting out in the coaching field? Like, what are the key qualities that you believe a good coach should process?
When I remember my journey, the way how everybody have a different journey, and different path when they're going to their dreams. But the advice which I can give to the young coaches is to try to get better every day, to try to learn as much as information as they can, to try to make a contact, because the contacts are really important, to try to learn from the best on this business, or the people which is success, to don't be shy to ask questions, to don't be shy to contact all these people. Because the way how I did it, the way I was the young coach, I just tried before a few years, contacted a few of the best top individual coaches in the world. 99% never applied to me, never write me back. I get in touch with Phil Handy. We get a contact, the assistant coach from LA Lakers. He gave me a lot of answers. He gave me a lot of education, a lot of things which I need to ask him. He always was there. He was super humble and he was answering all these questions, which helped me a lot to change my view, to understand the game in a different way and developing young players and how we can go through this process. This is why I can say that don't be shy to ask questions. Don't be shy to contact somebody. And there are a lot of people who are willing to share knowledge. For me, sharing knowledge is making the game better.
Yeah, I agree with others. You. But not only in basketball, I think in everything in the world, we need to share our knowledge. Like if it's true, not if we believe in it, just if it's true, we need to share it. Because if for you're not, it's kind of strange.
I know some selfish.
Yeah, selfish.
Lifting others always gonna lift you up.
I agree with you. So thank you for all of your answers and thank you for joining me for this podcast and thank you for all.
I'm really thankful for inviting me. I'm really happy that we finally make it happen because a lot of the times we didn't have the opportunity, but I love the things which you do and keep on going, doing your things and try to take all the knowledge and all the different views on all the coaches and try to spread it to others. I believe that your podcast and the podcasts like this is also a way of people to watch it, to see the different vision, to see the different way of thinking and to get better. This is also one part of making the game better.
Thank you. Actually, the exact point is the collect all coach knowledge. Like, yeah, so thank you for your positive things and thank you for all again. So hope to see you soon in real too.
I hope maybe one day we see us. I wish all the best. I wish you a lot of success on this, what you're doing, and keep on going.
Thank you. Have a good one for you in your coaching career, in your future coaching career.
Thank you.
I wish you for your best and thank you for all and see you.
All the best. Bye bye.
In this episode, we are with Christian Borisov. Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy. See you in next episode. Bye bye.